Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One. And now, a quote, real Mangria testimonial.
Hi, I'm Beth, and I have children, 9 of them. I love them sometimes, but there are 9 of them. When I get back from work after a long day at Fabric Barn, I need a stiff drink before a stampede of mistakes comes running at me. For that, I turn to Mangria. It has just the right amount of sweetness and strength to satisfy a hardworking, okay mother. Thanks, Adam, and thank you, Mangria.
Head to CorollaDrinks.com and enter promo code MISTAKES for 20% off orders of 3 or more bottles.
Jason Whitlock in studio. Speak for yourself with Jason Whitlock and Marcellus Wiley. Weekdays at noon and on Fox Sports 1. Always a fan of Jason Whitlock. Man speaks his mind. I want to just, before we get into the news, I just want to pop. I want to hit you with a quick clip from Bill Maher. It happens 2 or 3 times a year. It's sort of on the theme. Bill has his panel, and one of his guests is the author of a book. Do you have that clip, Max Pata?
Yeah.
All right. Well, while it's loading, I'll tell you this half of the show. Brought to you by Simply Safe at simplysafe.com/M. MedMen at MedMen.com. Let them know I sent you. In Robin Hood at Corolla.RobinHood.com. Here's the title of the book in 2000 and almost 19.
He's a professor of religion and African-American studies at Princeton University, whose latest book is Democracy in Black, How Race Still Enslaves the American Soul. Eddie Glaude, Jr., great to see you.
And you feel like your soul is enslaved, Jason Whitlock?
No, my soul's not enslaved. But listen, these college campuses...
Every week, there's another guy's written a book about being enslaved. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't feel like it's helping, I'm saying.
You know what? I don't know if it's any different than what we said about the government, just in terms of greed. And so there is a market that's been created to sell these types of books and to sell this point of view. And, you know, the Ta-Nehisi Coates wrote the book Between the World and Me and became, you know, a celebrity and made millions of dollars off that book. And so now you have a lot of people just mimicking that book and that point of view. And it's very popular on college campuses. If you go out and have a message that tells black people that America is treating them the same way they did in 1786, there's a big market for that, and there's a speaking circuit for that that's been built up. And a lot of this, Adam, to me, comes from right now where it comes from is Silicon Valley, is that Silicon Valley has massive control over American popular culture. And it used to be that New York had that kind of control over popular culture. And there was a thing called a New York liberal, and New York was the mecca for authors and writers and people in the media, and everything was catered towards the New York liberal. And that's a completely different liberal than the San Francisco liberal. The San Francisco liberal is much more revolutionary, much more anti-American than the New York liberal. And everything right now is catered to San Francisco and Silicon Valley. And there's money being spent on these college campuses for a guy like this that's on Bill Maher to have a lucrative speaking career, going around promoting his book and being a guest speaker at $10,000 a pop on college campuses. And, you know, again, America is very simple. You get what you pay for. And people are paying for that point of view to be popularized on college campuses. And so it just doesn't surprise me.
But here's a question that I never really can have answered. By the way, first, San Francisco ruined food. With their goddamn goat cheese on every fucking pizza.
And
now they're gonna, ruin the country.
Yeah.
They couldn't stop with pizza. Yeah. They couldn't stop with goat cheese. They had to keep going.
The summer of love wasn't enough.
Did the guy... I never quite get if the guys who write these books who are doing well and living well and treated well, do they think we're living in Klan country? Like, do they believe their own book, or is it nefarious and they go, I'm just going to fucking write this book and hammer some checks?
Yeah, I just think they're like the government. They're greedy. And so they'll do whatever it takes to make money. Do I think they actually believe it? No. I listened to someone, and I want to be careful here, but I listened to someone say that they weren't going to let their teenage black child drive a car anymore.
Larry Bird.
Because they...
No?
teenage black child.
Quietly. Danny Ainge. Yeah.
They weren't going to let their teenage black child drive a car anymore because they were so afraid of the police. And right. I was like, you don't believe this. Because anybody that has a teenage black child, the conversation isn't like, oh my God, you get pulled over by the police. It's so dangerous. The conversation is like, you're going to some teenage party with a bunch of black kids. Where's this neighborhood going to be at? Is anybody going to bring a gun to the party? Are they going to be drinking? Because the murder rate among black teenage boys is astronomical. And that's what we worry about with our young people. Is another young black person going to kill you? And so when I listen to someone say, I'm not going to let my kid drive because I'm so afraid of the police, I go, or so you now going to ban your black child from hanging around other young black men? Because the statistics are overwhelming, and it is what we actually worry about. And so people just say shit, man, because it's popular. It'll get retweeted, and that's why I keep talking about Silicon Valley. Most things coming out of most people's mouths in the public is about how's Twitter going to react? Is it going to get retweeted? Will people like it? And Silicon Valley has hooked up Twitter, Instagram, Google, and Facebook to promote this kind of idiocy and to make that the most popular thing you can say. If I tweet out America's great, no one's going to retweet it or like it, not in a high number. If I tweet out America's the worst fucking country in the world and a black man doesn't have a chance, that could get retweeted hundreds of thousands of times.
What you just said got favorited by Joy Behar.
Yes.
Speak the truth.
That's right, man. All right. Yes, I concur, and my overall gestalt about the entire thing is if it's true that we discriminate against young black males or Asians or Jews or whomever, whatever. We cannot live in a world where everything is exactly the same all the time for every culture. You know, we always tall people, blonde people, skinny people, people with better facial features get a little they're more easily hired than people that are sort of pear shaped or what have you. Nothing is ever even. There's no such thing as everything even playing field. Everything's equal. Sending this message to young people is the most dangerous, irresponsible message a news outlet or a parent could send to a young person. So let's knock it off. Let's move forward. Let's find success. Yes, you are not the same as everybody else. Good. Let's outwork them. No, the same message you would give to anyone if you had a kid that had any kind of handicap at all. You'd be the worst parent in the world saying you'll never get anywhere because of this thing. Instead, you'd be the best parent in the world if you said, good, we're going to outwork everybody, and they're going to work for you.
Listen, I think that people do tend to favor people who look like them. That's just a fact. And I don't think it means people are evil or whatever, because I think someone could come in and look at the television show that I work on at Fox Sports 1 and say, man, Jason Whitlock sure favors black people. You know, he's working with Marcellus Wiley. They've got this
the blackest of all the black men.
No, but they got this young kid, Darnell Smith, from his high school and from his college that works on the show. They brought on this character, Uncle Jimmy, from Kansas City, who's, you know, been a longtime friend of mine. And man, there's a lot of There's a lot of black athletes that come on this show. And you know, I don't know what my response to that would be. I you know, I like working with the people I work with. I'm not discriminating. But I'm like most other human beings. We go for a comfort level. And so I come here to do the Adam Carolla show. I don't see a lot of people that look like me doing this show. That's not offensive to me. That's not Adam Carolla has created an opportunity for himself and for people that he's comfortable working with.
We don't let them into this building.
Yeah, no different than me.
Right.
And that, and so the cure for discrimination at the end of the day is to take care of yourself. That's why every other ethnic group, again, that's why they have a Koreatown and a Chinatown, and they help each other. That's one of the ways Jewish people have protected themselves, by helping each other. And it's not by, oh my God, I'm a victim. There's great opportunity here in America for you to help yourself and to help the people you care about if you're willing to go there. But if you see yourself as a victim and you don't see yourself as someone that can be part of the solution or help yourself and to help others, you'll never do anything. You'll just sit on your couch and, you know, complain.
First off, I'm 1,000,000% with you, and I want to apologize for Dawson for handing you his keys when he walked into the building saying, keep it up, keep it close. He's not a sports guy. He didn't know. Again, we don't have a lot of people of color coming around here.
That's on us.
That is on us. All right, yes.
To Jason's point, do your read. I guess you're about to do one, but I'll tell a story as it relates to a project you and I worked on years ago that proves your point. I don't think I've ever told this story before.
Wow.
It backs up Jason's point 100%.
I'm excited to hear. I have no idea what this is, but I'd like to hear it.
I forgot about it until now.
MedMen celebrating their first legalization-friendly holiday this season in approved states. If you're a little tired of Black Friday and you want to take a little edge off this season, you should check it out. They're getting get the season off to a little stress-free start. 40% off of everything in the store this Black Friday until 10 a.m., so get there early. If you're not an early bird, that's okay. After 10, you still get 25% off store-wide for the rest of the holiday. And check out MedMen's 14 retail locations in L.A., Orange County, San Diego, Las Vegas, on the Strip, by the way. It's the Black Friday sale, and you get big discounts. Get in there before 10 a.m., but if not, you still get the 25% off. Go to MedMen.com and find the store nearest you. Right, Dawson?
There's so much to celebrate this year. Let's toast old traditions and celebrate new ones. Visit MedMen this for Black Friday for 40% off the entire store before 10 a.m. and 25% off store-wide for the rest of the day. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older. Check out MedMen this Black Friday.
All right. So what is this story?
It's just a memory. It's not even so much a story. It's not beginning, a middle, and end. But it's just a memory I had that I hadn't thought of. At the time, it was like, oh, how about that? But Jason mentioned you surround yourself with people who look like you. That's just human nature, I guess. And I remember back when I was a segment producer on Too Late with Adam Carolla on Comedy Central. It was 2005, I guess, whatever it was. It was at Raleigh Studios in Hollywood, and they shoot a lot of TV shows there, right? At the same time, they were shooting Mind of Mencia and Weekends at the DL with D.L. Hughley.
Whatever. It's
an inside joke from way back.
Oh. Yeah.
So we used to have to go back, you know, from the office, your production offices, to the stage, you know, back and forth from many things, set up, take down, whatever, rehearse. We go back and forth many times a day, and we'd be walking in a little group, you know, producers or whoever would be walking, and you would pass other groups, like a group of black guys who are obviously, you'd see D.L. Hughley followed by, you know, his little group of like producers, and they're all black. You see Carlos Mencia with his little group of producers, and they were all Hispanic. And of course, you know, that largely was white people working on Too Late with Adam Carolla. He wouldn't allow us to hire people of color. But it would be funny to see just the groups of people who were, oh, that's obviously Mind Mencia. Oh, that's obviously Weekends the D.L.
Yeah.
Just a funny kind of, you know, and like, you're right. It makes perfect sense.
And it's fine. Like I don't. That's how people sort of work. I would be surprised if it worked any other way. If you looked at cultures and the world and the civilization, it would work that way. It also works that way with neighborhoods, and it, look, it, amongst car guys, there's Mopar guys and there's Japanese car guys, and those guys tend to break off and sort of just be in their own group, all white, of course, but in their own groups. It's teams. That's kind of, we're kind of wired that way. With, you look at sports, I mean, look at the teams. I mean, we're wired that way. Now the question is, can we all go to the stadium and enjoy the same game without getting in a fist fight in the parking lot? And if the answer is basically yes, then we've managed to pull off the experiment.
Look, I want to be clear. I think we're all saying, because look, if you look at sports, that's why I love sports, because diverse people get together and work for a common goal. And people do look alike, come from, or don't look all alike and come from different backgrounds. And I think we're all for that. But at the end of the day, when you, particularly when you're doing a point of view show, this show has a point of view. I certainly have a point of view. And so you tend to work with people who share your point of view, and they probably have a similar background to you to some degree. I don't think any of us are saying that, work situations, because certainly I definitely work with some white people on Speak for Yourself, but the show since Colin Cowherd and I aren't doing it together, and now I'm doing it with Marcellus, it's certainly a blacker show, and the people that I'm working with are blacker.
Wait, sorry, you said blacker without Colin Cowherd?
Yes, okay. Now the Cowherd's left the show.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah. Wow. I know he rolls deep.
Not that deep. But, again, I'll just say this. I've appeared on Oprah Winfrey's show. Mm-hmm. And when you went to Oprah Winfrey's show, damn, there happened to be a lot of people that kind of look like Oprah.
Beautiful.
Beautiful and, vivacious, the whole nine, and wealthy. but that, to me, is the solution. Take care of yourself. If you're not willing to take care of yourself, certainly don't look around for other people to take care of you, because they will be taking notes. And this person won't even take care of themselves. And, why should I bend over backwards if you're not going to bend over backwards for yourself?
Agreed. Yeah. And a good note to enter the abbreviated news with Gina Grad.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gina Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, I first got to say, yes, I can confirm that my father, Steve Grad, is very excited you're on right now. He just texted me. He said, great Casey Star writer. He's actually your brother's favorite columnist and TV sports personality. We both feel he has so much accurate insight on so many topics. Plus, he loves the Chiefs.
I do love the Chiefs.
Very excited that you're here.
I got a text from my dad. Are you still working construction? If so, our gutters are full. Could you come over and hang some new gutters?
God.
P.S. When are you going to start that pod cart you were mumbling about?
Which one's Jim and which one's Steve? It's interchangeable.
Yeah.
Well, we'll start here, because this story's been pretty big the last few days. And talk about taking care of yourself and striking for new opportunity. A New Jersey couple and a homeless man have been accused of making up a feel-good story and raised $400,000 on GoFundMe. And apparently, it was all a lie. I don't know if you...
Speaking of homeless...
This looks familiar, this
yes,
picture.
Yes, I heard about this. I feel sorry for firemen.
Sure.
I'll tell you why. I was going into Pasadena early this morning before we came here. My hand is screwed up. It's been screwed up. Too much boxing, too much construction, too much everything. And my pinky's starting to turn in. And I've had surgery from years ago and blah, blah, blah. And it was Dr. Drew said, it's time to go see the hand surgeon. Like, go see a doctor. So I went into Pasadena this morning to go see the doctor, and I was driving through Pasadena and I saw a big hook and ladder fire truck, and then an ambulance, big fire. Like, when I grew up, it was like playing with a fire truck. Like, hey, I want to be a fireman. A cool run into buildings and save dogs and all that stuff, and hold that big trampoline where people jump, and I'm playing foosball and eating chili and
grease in the pole.
Right. I see the fire truck parked out there in Pasadena on whatever, Arroyo or whatever. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? And then so it's like, oh, where's the fire? And And then I see these two young guys in their fire, you know, they're wearing the pants with the suspenders and everything, and they're crossing the street. And I'm like, oh, is there fire at the... And there's a homeless guy in a pile of shit, you know, tipped over, and they've been dispatched to go fucking try to poke at that guy to see if he gets up and takes a swing, or is he dead? Like, we don't know.
But
and
he then wasn't I thought, on fire.
It's got to blow to be a fireman now, right? Like, it used to be a lot of no time for backup, get the Dalmatian. I'm going to go rescue this hot chick on the fifth floor. And now it's like, yeah, that guy shit on himself. Go over there and wake him up. You know what I mean? See if he's alive. He's going to spit on you. So we'll have the AIDS protocol in place.
Different skill set.
It fucking sucks now, right?
My grandpa's a fire captain for many years, and he would often say, you rarely fight fires. You're often responding to medical emergencies, car accidents, things that, you know, medical situations.
And now it's probably 85% homeless people shit themselves and have passed out somewhere in their own
medical situation.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's
something other than
now in LA. Yeah, but all right, get the jaws alive. Life, and let's, you know, this guy's wrapped his Vega around a telephone pole, but it's now probably 80% homeless calls, right? And that's got to blow ass.
That's not what they signed up for.
No.
So this couple, Kate McClure and Mark D'Amico, and the man, the homeless man, John Bobbitt Jr., faced charges of second-degree theft by deception and conspiracy to commit theft by deception.
Bad for hipsters now. Homeless guys are on the right.
Which
at
one's
the
top.
Which?
You're exactly right. The couple are the first two.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy is the other guy.
So I remember this story.
Is that Lorena Bobbitt's ex-husband? Is he involved in this?
I don't think there's any relation.
Oh, all right.
So this is interesting, and apparently this couple has a history of doing stuff like this. I'll just explain it off the top of my head. I've read so many of these damn stories now. So the couple, Katie and Mark, decided, premeditated, we're going to go find a homeless guy. We're going to scout for a homeless guy and create this story, and everyone's going to respond to it, and they did. They said his you know, pretty little girlfriend ran out of gas, and the homeless guy saw that and gave her his last $20 bill so she could fill up her tank, and can we do something nice for him, and start a GoFundMe page. So they did, and they got about $400,000. Well, the problem, they might have gotten away with it, but Bobby, the homeless guy, didn't get his cut.
Aww.
He only got about $75,000. Katie and Mark spent everything, casinos, trips, cars, everything. And wait, Bobby.
$75,000 wasn't enough for the guy?
It's supposed to be $400,000, Brian.
Well, it's their scam. They're doing all the work.
Hold on. Bobby.
That feels like a fair cut.
Bobby taking a bite out of the American system like he should. Sued them and brought this whole thing to light. 60,000 text messages were read saying, oh, this is a scam. Check out what my girlfriend and I are doing and all this stuff. So now they've all been arrested. 14,000 people, according to GoFundMe, will get their money back. And they tried their best, but it didn't work.
Homeless guy needs a better agent. He should have IMG. If he were represented by IMG, he would have got his money.
What happened to homeless VO guy?
Golden Throat. That's what people started calling him.
I was about to say.
Didn't he do macaroni and cheese?
He like relapsed or something, didn't he?
Oh, he did relapse, but he got a craft campaign.
You guys are up on.
Well, I remember it was a very sad story, very quick story too. Like he became
famous. Reunited with his daughter.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden he was on drugs again, or was caught doing. It was a very sad story.
Macaroni and cheese.
So you're saying, when you give a junkie a whole bunch of a big cash infusion, they go take more drugs?
Fool me once.
What? All right. Yeah. I don't know. How old is that? Oh, sorry.
I still think the cut for homeless dude, $75,000, is extremely generous. That is it.
Sorry. There is more to the story because I am telling off the top of my head. I'm glad you said that. They bought him a camper and said he could live on the boyfriend's property, his family's property, and then they kicked him out. So I think he was just getting screwed right and left here.
That's an oversaturated market. The homeless, they could have chosen any homeless guy. You're kidding me? Like, why are you worth $75,000? I'll go down the street. I see three right there.
Because they said halvesies. They said, we're going to split this. And
they did? Okay, well, that changes things.
Well, you know, they said, we're going to do this together. You want to get in on this, homeless
guy?
This
doesn't mean they're going to equal cut.
Brian, how dare you?
I'm just saying macroeconomic.
Also,
you should ask Mark Garagos about that.
Is it that big a tragedy when a guy with the name homeless in his title is told to go live outside? You know what I mean? He is called homeless.
Homeless Dan. Yeah.
It's almost confusing to have you living in a camper on our land.
Technically,
you know what I mean?
Now,
like, who would be more
Oh, whose double wide is that? That's homeless Dan's.
You've already acclimated. You know, like pretend homeless is a hot tub. You've already been in it for a while. It's not going to be a big deal for you to run out and grab me a beer and come back in. Thank you.
Good point.
Thank you. Let me tell you about Robin Hood. Don't want to be homeless? How about investing? And it's a beautiful investing app. Lets you buy and sell stock options, stocks, options, crypto, commission free, by the way. I should say cryptos, and it's commission free. They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. No commission fees. Other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade. Keep all of your profits. Easy to use, easy to understand. Charts make market data super readable. Place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. Custom notifications for price movements. Never miss the moment to invest. Robinhood is giving my listeners a free stock like Apple or Ford or Sprint to help build your portfolio and get started. Sign up at Corolla.Robinhood.com. Get started. Start for free. Corolla.com. Sorry. Corolla.Robinhood.com. Get that free stock. Get started. All right, Gina, one more.
All right. Well, just because we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about it, and I'm sure this is going to continue to develop, CNN reports that federal judge Timothy J. Kelly sided with CNN on Friday, ordering the White House to reinstate chief White House correspondent Jim Acosta's press pass. The lawsuit alleges that CNN and Acosta's First and Fifth Amendment rights are being violated by suspending his press pass. This result means that Acosta will have access to the White House for a short period of time. Kelly made his ruling saying, because they have to continue to further the investigation, but Kelly made his ruling saying the White House did not provide Acosta with due process required to legally revoke it.
Trump calls on Acosta, right?
Like, oh, yeah.
Every time I see Acosta talking, I always see 18 other people with their hands
he's
raised.
In the front
so
row.
He's doing this,
are you
right?
It's like he wants the
yeah,
attention.
I mean, you could avoid talking to him if you wanted to avoid
That's
talking
a good
to
point.
Him.
Yeah. So Kelly separately said the White House press secretary, Sarah Sanders, initial claim that Acosta had inappropriately touched the intern who was attempting to take the mic was likely untrue, partly based on evidence of questionable accuracy. And just a little fun fact, the judge, Tim Kelly, was appointed to the bench by Trump last year and confirmed with bipartisan support from Senate. So he doesn't have a dog in this fight.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, we'll see.
Yeah.
Do you want to see something a little more fun before we go?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all of us in this room, we need to protect our jobs and do them better than ever because China's state news agency has developed a robot that could replace us all. Oh. All the TV anchors, everybody. A state news agency.
Can they do this?
Three times.
That's
right. They absolutely could run that algorithm. A state news agency is using artificial intelligence to deliver the news tirelessly from all around China for any hour of any day. The agency is using the anchors' simulations to, quote, reduce news production costs and improve efficiency. The English-speaking AI was developed based on an anchor named Zhang Zhao. There's also a Chinese-speaking version, of course. Let's sample the AI anchor.
Hello, everyone. I'm an English artificial intelligence anchor. This is my very first day in Xinhua News Agency. My voice and appearance are modeled on Zhang Zhao, a real anchor with Xinhua. The development of the media industry
calls for
continuous innovation and deep integration with the international advanced technologies. I will work tirelessly to keep you informed.
Does it seem like a super high percentage of robots are going back to Star Wars and stuff have the English sort of sounding accent to them?
Sort of a more global.
Ironically, Hawking had the American accent.
Yeah.
Which he didn't like, right?
He didn't like.
Yeah.
It's weird.
But you're right, though. Roger Ebert had the English accent.
Yeah, and didn't Obi-Wan or whatever droid find fucking
R2-D2.
Thing is.
How dare you?
C-3PO.
English, wasn't
Anthony Daniels, yeah.
It's just kind of weird that we just assume, like,
has
in the future, that's it is.
Yeah.
I guess it's better than someone from New Jersey.
Or an old mid-Atlantic. Right, Vol 2-2.
We don't want to use her because she was popping her gum the whole time she was talking.
Like, I'm kind of looking forward to this. I want a 190-pound version of me. I want a 190-pound Whitlock
version,
robot.
Asian version.
Of Whitlock robot. Yeah. I'll provide the words, and it'll just look better.
First, the Whitlock 2000.
Yeah.
First Max Headroom's out of a job. Next thing you know, Jason Whitlock's out of a job.
Yeah.
Then it gets weird because then people start disagreeing with the robot and the words you're saying, and then it tries to go to a restaurant. They surround it and start screaming at it. Meanwhile, you're sitting at another table getting fatter and laughing the whole time.
Table for four, please.
All right, let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Jason Whitlock sure favors black people.
Gina!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
All right, let me tell you about Castrol Edge. Heat, friction, viscosity breakdown rob your engine of maximum performance. Friction results in a loss of performance up to 10%. Castrol Edge, engineered with fluid titanium technology, physically transforms to become stronger, helps fight friction, deliver maximum levels of performance for your car. Three times, fool.
Good luck with that, Asian bots.
Yeah. Three times stronger against viscosity breakdown than leading oils. It's Castrol Edge. All right. Anaheim Grove, doing a live podcast. That'll be the 30th with Rob Riggle up on stage. That'll be next Friday. You can go to Corolla Drinks. Say hi to Lynette over there. And check out Adam Corolla Goes Racing. That's season two on motortrend.com/am. Lots of cool events. Stay tuned for Good Sports with me and Damashek coming up. Jason Whitlock, speak for yourself, and you can check that out weekdays at noon and do the math throughout the country at noon on Fox Sports 1 and shoot him a tweet at Whitlock Jason. Thank you, my friend.
I'm headed to Vegas.
Woo!
Nice.
Looking forward to it.
And Vegas is probably looking forward to Jason Whitlock heading over there. So, till next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dennis Miller, Jason Whitlock, Gina Grad, and Bald Brian saying mahalo.
America's the worst fucking country in the world, and a black man doesn't have a chance.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter. Well, we'll go over all that later. Right now, stick around, because the Monday episode of Good Sports with Adam Carolla and Dave Damashek is coming right up. One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode of Good Sports here on Podcast One Sports. Dave Damashek here. Adam Carolla over there. Happy Thanksgiving. And by the way, make it even happier. Check out the new Daves of Thunder. It's Dynamite Stuff. David Feeney and me chopping it up. A really fun one with not just Loxamana, but also Loxamana's lady talking about their nudity. They're a nude home, Ace. Did you know that?
Did not know that.
Yeah, they check their clothes at the door, both of them. Isn't that creepy to find out about a colleague of yours?
It's intriguing. It's creepy. It's intriguing. I'll tell you what you shouldn't check at the door. Some beautiful protein brought to you by Butcher Box at Deliver Healthy. 100% grass-fed and finished. Free-range chickens and beef and organic chicken and heritage breed pork directly to your door. This is the best. I have this. It's a game changer. You'll never be out of all the good stuff. All the products are humanely raised, never given antibiotics or hormones. Taste is unbelievable. Huge difference in flavor between animals raised on a pasture and those at a fed grain and concentrated feedlots, and they got an offer. Until December 1st, new subscribers get $20 off and free bacon for life. ButcherBox.com. This would be a good present for somebody. It's just, we've all figured out the part of life where your time is worth money. You go to the supermarket, you stand in line, you get the subpar beef and poultry and whatnot. Let's go to ButcherBox.com, click the banner, enter the code Adam.
I'm with you, Ace. You'll get your turkey later in the week, but this is something you need in the meantime, and I'm going to have some in just a couple hours because, Ace, Monday Night Football is now at the Coliseum. We're going to grill it out in advance of that one. Chiefs, Rams, some are calling it a Super Bowl 53 preview. How say you?
Well, I had a couple things. I was thinking about McVay and the coach,
Andy Reid.
I was picturing him and where I always picture Andy Reid in like that suit, that jumper, that onesie you wear when you ride a snowmobile. And
that makes perfect sense.
If you're Sinbad when you do a stand up special, inexplicably wearing a snowmobile, bib overalls,
Elvis,
pants built
right,
in.
Yeah.
Right. But I always think, who's like, I'd love to just show a picture of both of them and go, can you guess which one coaches Kansas City and which one coaches Los Angeles? Like, they both are poster children for their city and state, right?
Yeah, that's a great point. Now I'm trying to take a quick spin around Football America to see who else is appropriate for their region.
Pete Carroll looks like Seattle. You know, he's got a good Seattle look.
Silver Fox.
Yeah, you can picture some roly-poly bald guy with a bad mustache.
Bum Phillips was perfect. We've talked about him. Wade's, by the way, do you know Wade is a fan of yours and follows you on the social media and all that?
I had no idea.
Very funny guy. That's a compliment. We should get him on this program.
And Gary, we should definitely try to figure out a coaching sort of national coaching. What coach goes with the region, and if we'd have to move them, and who would be a better trade? You know, McVay and Andy Reid. It's perfect because Andy Reid looks like he has beef ribs in the pocket of his windbreaker. And Sean McVay looks like he just rolled off a supermodel, right?
Yes.
They're both perfect for their region. I'm excited about the game as a Rams fan. And of course, you know, the Casey's great. I'm one of these guys who likes to live in a world, and we've discussed this before, where Kansas City Chiefs or when the New York Giants or the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Jaguars, you know, going to the Super Bowl or something. It's fine, but I don't recognize that
from
my childhood.
I know, their fan bases get, right. They were just of a certain age. Yes, we like to see that all-time chase add to the respective legacies. Ooh, the Cowboys, maybe now as a franchise, vault the 49ers.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, those
but
kind
it's,
of,
it's
yeah.
also like who... What teams were on the lunch pails when you were a kid?
Yeah.
And it wasn't the Jaguars or the Raptors or whatever sport you're looking at. So I'm always nostalgic, and I like it when it's those, you know, it's the Coliseum, it's the Rams against the KC. So that's good. You know, the Rams, for having so many defensive standouts on that side of the ball, they give up 38 points a game. So it's kind of a weird thing. Like, everyone goes, oh, they got a great defense. It's like saying, I got a great accountant. I owe the IRS $5 million. Like, it's like Wesley Snipes. He had a great accountant. Like, well, wait a minute. He may be a great accountant, but how can you be a great defense and average giving up 34.5 points a game?
It's loco, and I guess the larger answer is that there's no, that very few teams, or really nobody even. The Tennessee Titans have the best scoring defense going into the weekend, and but I mean the bottom line of 2018 is nobody plays any defense, including the ones that have a defense that includes the greatest defensive player of the 21st century in Aaron Donald, and lined up next to him the guy who was at least considered to be in the running for that in Ndamukong Suh when he got into the league and has been a great NFL player. They have good guys in the secondary. Marcus Peters has not been good. Aqib Talib has been hurt, but it doesn't. I'm with you 100%. What sense does this make? How are you guys not dominant with those two to begin with?
Can I say this?
You may.
I told you this country took a big step backwards when we started eating wraps and soft tacos and did away with the casseroles, right?
Yeah, you did.
That's the day this country died.
Was it in one day?
Yeah.
Oh.
The greatest
casseroles
nation,
out.
The guys who stormed the beach at Normandy, they all had a fucking casserole in their belly as they got off that Higgins landing craft. we replaced it with a veggie wrap, and now it's all downhill. When you took defenses and you took away the thigh pads, but most importantly, the neck roll, the toilet seat. The toilet seat and the neck roll went the way the dodo, and they got rid of all the pads and the thighs, and all of a sudden, people stopped playing defense.
You know I like I mean? This theory. This is an interesting thought that you have going here. We got to get Wade to start feeding casserole to the Rams defense.
Casserole, maybe that'll fix things up. Neck roll, thigh pads.
I didn't know if there was a third one you could go there.
I would like Wade.
Neck roll and casserole.
Wade,
that could be your next book.
If you're listening, you make a neck roll casserole. And you feed that to your defense before they hit the field.
They could be doing it during the game, and just that's how you know that during the game, like in between plays. Aaron Donald, you know,
all the great defensive players, Jack Splatt, and all the others had the neck roll toilet seat. And the guys who were the best were the guys who went one neck roll, not enough. I'm going to take two toilet seats and I'm going to duct tape them together and put that behind my. But where the barber decides you want it round or you want it square.
Yeah.
By the way, I would like to just take a, you know, ooh. I got a new tattoo
neck
for me.
Neck roll casserole.
Neck roll casserole, and let's start playing some D.
That'll do it.
Obviously, it will.
It's a good idea. Why nobody has thought of this, I can't imagine.
Well, look, if you call yourself a defensive coordinator and you haven't thought of the neck roll casserole, that's a dereliction of duty.
Well, Rex and Rob Ryan, you would think maybe they thought of it, and then they thought it was such a delicious idea that they consumed the evidence. Maybe that's the problem.
Those two waif models, not a chance.
Hey, let me tell you about Under Armour. Yes, you want to be a waif model. Here's the first step in doing it. Get you some Under Armour performing gear to make you better. New collection Vanish, engineered to be breathable, lightweight, quick drying, and it won't cling or chafe. Plus fitness apps to help you put that gear to the test, like MyFitnessPal and MapMyRun. MapMyRun can track runs, log workouts, and sync with Under Armour's connected running shoes or other devices like Samsung smartwatch. Sign up for premium and unlock even more tools to help you achieve your goals. Download MapMyRun and MyFitnessPal in the Apple app or Google Play Store for a free 30-day trial for new users and take control of your goals today. By the way, I just got a bounty of Under Armour gear, and it really, from toe to the top of the head, they got you covered. Outerwear, great shorts, high performance workout gear. It's really splendid stuff. The sweats I got, dynamite stuff. Go get you some of those. Under Armour, that's where it's at. That's it for good sports. Tomorrow, we still have plenty of hot sports to go before Thanksgiving Day arrives. Football, turkey, family, all that stuff, probably in that order. We'll talk to you then. For now, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damashek, good sports out. Good sports.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Give him a thumbs up on Facebook. Leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Subscribe to Fantasy BS, hosted by Bald Brian and Sonny Carolla on Podcast One. And November 30th, live podcast with Rob Riggle at the Anaheim Grove of Anaheim. Tickets and info on all the live podcast, mandatory events, books, movies, and more. Oh, and don't forget, Friday, December 7th, Carolla Drinks presents a nice Carolla holiday party. Over at SBC South Bay Customs in El Segundo, featuring music from Roses and Cigarettes, Loxy, The Smokin' Kills, and Sanguine and Shiny. Plenty of Mangria and a silent auction to benefit Jenny from Roses and Cigarettes. Get more information at Carolla Drinks and everything else at AdamCarolla.com. And stay tuned for AP News.